Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, now with us. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
You're not playing for points. You're locked up into the standings, but once the puck drops, you're always playing to win the game. So,
well, yeah, there's still a lot on the line. There's a lot on the line, guys, and you just can't lose this time of year. You just can't lose any games. There's just too many things going for you. Everybody thinks it's some more points, but like, and we're solidified. But hey, you know what? We're not in a bad spot right now, guys. We just got to keep winning hockey games. That's all I'm getting. We just got to win hockey games. And you know, it's a huge series coming up this weekend, and you got to win this game to feel good about going into next weekend. There's just a lot, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And I was proud of the third period of the guys. You know, we started off strong, as you guys saw, and then we kind of, whether, you know, they had push and we let our foot off the gas, whatever it might be. This game's always such a roller coaster, but I thought the last 10 minutes of the first period, we were pretty sleepy.
Well, this is the most games in a short period of time that you probably will ever play. Now that it's over, how'd you guys do you think?
I don't know, Biss. That's a good question. And there's a lot of things that go into it, but you know, you hope it doesn't have effects later either. There's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just over. Right now we got to rest.
Right.
We got to take tomorrow off, and we've got to, you know, now we're back into a practice routine though, fellas, which we haven't had in a couple of weeks. Like, there's a lot of things we haven't worked on in the last couple of weeks, but, you know, you work on these types of things in a game, and you still, as a coach, maybe we overthink things, but you want to have your practices to try to just kind of, you know, get you back into a rhythm.
You are a guy that makes notes after, you know, every road trip of, you know, logistically what this hotel did, this restaurant did. You keep that kind of stuff. You look back at that kind of stuff. I'm sure you took some notes this week, you know, on how to navigate through this. I'm hoping you never have to look at these notes.
Well, no question. Schultzy, I hope I never have to coach. I hope I never have to coach six games. And how many days was it? I don't even know.
Eight, ten.
It was like ten, I think.
Yeah,
it
ten.
Was. And then it's going to be, hey, it's going to be eight games or nine and 18, you know, after this weekend too. So that's the thing. You just, you know, it'd be nice to have a little longer break right now, but that's not what's handed to us. And we just got to take a one game at a time, as they always say. And but it's going to be nice to have a full week of preparation.
Biss and I, throughout the game tonight, we're kind of reminiscing about, you know, the history between these two teams. And if this was the final time that you guys are going to play, it puts a cap on what has been a tremendous rivalry. It's one of your fans' biggest rivals. You know, back in the days, you were playing them six times a year in the regular season. That kind of made it a natural rivalry. But when you look back at the national titles and everything, this has been good for both programs to be playing each other, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's been a great rivalry. And I got a couple Who Hate Huntsville's text messages this week. So it's just funny. That'll never end, you know?
Yeah. Best of luck. We'll see you Friday night, Tom.
All right. All right, fellas. Bye-bye.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.